Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad that Ami Kazar is here too, ladies and gentlemen. Ami is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the CEO and the founder of Multifunding. And he is multifunding.com, and he is, I've asked him to join us today to talk to us, to give us a little bit of a review, a little bit of a report on how things are going out there in the funding environment, and also we got some news that we're going to break in the next segment. Ami Kazar, welcome back to the show.
Jim, pleasure. Thanks. Good to be with you.
Good to have you here. Okay. The economy is slowly but surely getting a little bit better. People are, I don't know if they've just worn us down and we're sick of, you know, of the way things were. We're just going to grow regardless, or if things really are picking up. But it's still tough out there for a lot of folks. But it does seem like people are getting to the point where they can't quite go to the next level with organic cash flow and profits. They need some help. They need to borrow money. They need to get some capital somewhere. What are you seeing out there in the landscape?
Yeah, Jim, I think that's true. You know, you always have to be careful because we see our own sort of unique universe of people. And so it's easy to assume that the people we see are, you know, represent the universe. But from the people we see, I think it's fair to say that there are a lot more people looking to grow, to expand, to buy businesses, to add equipment, to buy a building. Their business, they're coming to us for what I call quality problems.
Right.
Their business is growing quickly.
And you see that? Do you see that demand increasing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Now, see, that's a good sign. That's a really good sign because, as you know, I mean, for a long time, our attitude about growth was, whether it be hiring or investing, our attitude was, okay, I'll be behind the curve. I'll try to make my organization flex enough to take advantage of the growth until it really is secure, and then I'll make an investment. But it sounds like maybe people are starting to do what people do when an economy expands, and that's start thinking about investing maybe before the opportunity's fully present itself. What do you think?
I think that's the case, but I think at the same time, because there are so many debt instruments that are sort of emerged post the recession that put small businesses in debt traps, we also see a lot of people reeling from the recession, reeling from bad loans that they got themselves into after the recession.
Right.
And those traps are still out there. So while the news in many respects is positive, for the small business owner, I always say, you know, when you're going to go get a loan, you know, if you're in a hurry and you go to McDonald's for lunch, you might have indigestion for a couple hours.
Right.
But if you get a bad loan, we've seen it sadly so many times, can really ruin your business and give you indigestion
for a long time. For the rest of your life.
And it's not a decision to be made hastily or quickly, and
right.
It's something you should do thoughtfully and carefully.
And that's one of the things that you guys do, isn't it? I mean, you guys counsel people on how to look for capital, for funding, whatever that may look like, and how to find it, how to put it together, right?
Yeah, our job is to listen to the story of the business owner or the entrepreneur, help them figure out the best solutions out there. Help them as best as we can avoid many of the landmines that are out there, caution them about what's happening, and then try to sort of set up a capital structure for them that we call a path to bankability. So what we want...
Slow down, Ami. Path to bankability. Say that again, Ami.
Yeah, we're happy. We for us, we win when our clients land up with an SBA loan or a bank loan.
Yeah.
Now, we fully recognize and understand that there are many points in the life cycle of a business where they're not going to get a bank loan or an SBA loan. But if they're in those instances, that's especially the time they need help, either to pick the loan products that make sense or to really thoughtfully think through how much money they need and what and why. Because so often they think they need more money than they actually do.
And put them on the path to bankability. That's exactly, I was asked that question on MSNBC's Your Business the other day, J.J. Remberg show. And I was asked that very question. That's almost exactly what I told her. I mean, so I must have been channeling you. I said, we need to get you on a path to bankability, or words to that effect. We come back. Amit's got some news he's going to break for us. Franchisees, if you want to buy a franchise, pay attention. 2012, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.